chicken of China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watch the next files with the lights on. I don't know what's the
Dollar Maison.
What is Dollar? Is that a person? Is it a word? I've never actually looked up the lyrics to that part.
It's one of those mysteries in the world that I feel like should never be solved.
No, don't
like
look it
aliens.
Up. It's just a noise.
Or Bigfoot.
Ooh.
Like if they actually found Bigfoot, and
he's
came out
so pissed,
and he was like, "I have been out in the woods too long. Too much deforestation, and Smokey is not real."
Do you know how much we
not
cared
the bandit?
About...
I meant Smokey the bear.
Oh, not Smokey
right.
the band. That'd
like,
be good,
can
though.
You imagine if they had like Bigfoot? The fire guy, and who is like, "Don't set forest fires." And you're like,
okay. He's like, "Hey!" He just takes your burning log and like eats it. He's like,
Bigfoot is discovered, and forest fires go down 87%. We have not had a California fire in 27 years, thanks to Bigfoot.
When we were growing up, the Loch Ness Monster.
Now, where are you going to go with this?
Was
I
a massive, massive thing everybody talked about.
I kind of still feel like the Loch Ness Monster is real, but go ahead.
Didn't they say like some guy like faked the picture?
Oh, that picture that you see with the neck coming out?
Yeah,
100%.
That's
I know
the
this
only
one
that that's the only thing that ever brought up the Loch Ness Monster.
100% that is an elephant in the water.
What?
It's an elephant.
It's and not what, a plesiosaur?
And what we see sticking out of the water that looks like
a body,
Loch Ness
a
monster
Loch Ness
head.
Mon- yeah, a plesiosaur
actually,
neck and head.
Is actually
I'm going to keep saying plesiosaur so people know that I'm a dinosaur.
Elephant, which is a great word to say.
Elephant
Loch Ness.
Harry Elefante? He was a singer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. This picture right here. Come on. Google.
Why was there an elephant in Scotland?
I don't know. Maybe Ringling Brothers were doing a show?
I mean, there's a lot of head showing on that one. There's only trunk on that one.
Yeah, I think this is a better picture of this one, but like
there definitely wasn't...
the claim is that it's been proven that it's an elephant.
Okay.
Now again, it's all good conspiracy
I'll
theories.
Give it to
That's
you.
Not great.
Also, why are there Scottish elephants? Loch Ness.
I don't
Ness.
What does an elephant sound like that has a Scottish accent? Do groundskeeper Willie
hold
doing?
On. I'm really trying here. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Hey, do you got a peanut? Nope, no. That's too bad. Nope, hold on, wait.
More WWE wrestling.
I watched a little bit of WWE lately. Nope. It's kind of rubbing off,
it's
I guess.
So good.
Hey, lassie.
So
you got a peanut.
Are you a Scotsman
it's getting
talking
weird...
to an elephant? I was referring to a Scotsman making an elephant noise.
Oh.
Like a...
I can't do an elephant noise anyway.
Right, I think it's impossible. Can any kind of animal noises be made with an accent? There's a conspiracy theory for you. All animals speak in the same tongue. Maybe that's why they're so much kinder than us. Or cool with the fact that they don't mind eating
they don't
each
have,
other.
How
it's
do you,
just nature.
How do you not know they don't have an accent?
It's a good point.
You don't speak
Would
animal.
Like to... meet a British lion.
Do you think British dogs talk differently than American dogs?
Yeah, do they have like funny words for things? Like
yeah.
They don't call a bone, they call it like a broom or something. You know, something
a broom?
I don't know, you know, just a like, you know, them fucking crazy English people always have like weird names for like...
Yeah, like the dogs, you're like, oh, I want a treat. Over there, like, ooh, a lolly.
Oh,
you're
I need
like,
a lolly.
Oh, a lolly.
Hello, mate, can I get a lolly? No, fuck you, dog.
Is it a Cockney dog all
know.
Of a sudden? A Cockney Spaniel?
I did see a like a British guy on TikTok making fun of American like slang words. And he's like, you're always making fun of the British for dumb names of things. And but yet you call this a pop. What's a pop? It's not a pop. Bah, bah, bah. He's standing. And then an American guy does like a duet. And he's like, yeah, what do you guys call cigarettes? And he's like, touche.
And we're done.
Touche.
How is that a term for him?
You know, it's just one of those things. It's like grandfathered in.
But like, I don't even know where it came from.
I don't either. I don't know what it means. And for all of you that don't know, it's a very derogatory term towards homosexuals.
Yes. Three letters.
Yep. Starts with F, ends in G.
And there's an A in the middle.
A.
A.
Hard A.
There's
a hard
on...
A in the middle.
Hard.
Speaking of TikTok,
so
I also
many ways we can go on that one.
I also saw the Hard Rock Cafe, the OCK, was out, and there were people on Twitter that were very upset because the
hard
Rock was a hard R. They were like, "Bro, can't have a restaurant named Hard R."
What?
Yeah, it's too much.
Hard R.
Hard
are
R.
Are you going to the restaurant today?
That's what the restaurant at Pirates of the Caribbean should be
Ooh,
called Hard R.
Hard R.
Hard R.
Hardy R.
Anyways, let's talk about podcasting and parenting.
Sure.
Hey, I have that exact same hat.
Yeah?
Like, if you turn around, you can see it on the shelf.
Hey, look, it's right there. right there.
It's a good one.
This is my hat, though.
Travis Matthews.
I'm a big fan of these. They're very comfortable.
Yeah, they're good.
I got a navy one and the black one.
I find that flex fit.
Yeah.
I find flex fit should be the only type of hat there that dads wear. No hat should be purchased.
I don't buy fitted hats anymore. I only buy flex fit hats.
So I do buy fitted hats, but I buy the flex fit fitted hats.
Oh, so I will
and
do it
because they come small, medium, medium, large, LXL.
So I'm an LXL.
You and I have gentlemen of large,
large craniums, big brains,
melon heads. Which was actually one of the names of the podcast that we were going to come
melon
up
heads?
With. Yeah, the Melon Heads.
That'd be a great podcast name.
Could be our sub pod.
Let me rephrase. I don't
Something's
purchase
wrong with my mic. Like it's too low. It's, or I can't.
You got it angled up.
Yeah, it's like right at my junk. Okay, anyways, go ahead.
I don't buy wool fitted hats anymore.
Okay, you don't buy
the ones that are sized.
Sheep,
they're not comfortable. They make me hot and sweaty, and they're not like my head, based on how much hair.
So I do like wearing
and the heat.
I like wearing the baseball hats during the winter because it's cold and it kind of serves as a head warmth material.
I do plenty fine,
but I do like the mesh back.
So
the
trucker hat, but this
is it still called a trucker hat?
I don't know. That's what they were called, but this is a flex fit trucker hat.
Ashton Kutcher made those favorite.
He did
famous. Not favorite. It was his favorite that became famous.
Thank you, Punked. So. This hat, good.
He was on Punk'd.
So he created Punk'd. So I'm a big flex fit. The 41
literally
is a great one. I wear all of the flex fit. So I will wear the ones that don't have the trucker back, but are still a flex fit.
Yeah,
and
they're
I love
stretchy.
Those too. Yeah, they're stretchy.
I mean, I know they're called flex fit. Which
stretchy hats have to be. I will not buy a 7 5/8 or 8 1/4.
So
or,
like pants and in men's. Hat wear as well as men's pants. Like I kind of don't need 34 is a little large. 32, I'm sucking that shit in all day long. Like it's uncomfortable.
And 33s might be hard to find,
and
they don't make them in that style. They do, but
but if they do, they're
pretty rare to find, and they might be gone. Or
you're
they're
not finding fancy jeans by Diesel, which might be claiming my
you're
age because I don't know if Diesel jeans are still cool.
I think that's at the mall.
Okay. Well, like I said,
they weren't
cool when I was in my 20s, which happens to be only 20 years ago. I'm coaching Sawyer's soccer team.
Yeah.
Me and another dad. Him and I have been doing the soccer coaching together for 3 years now. So it's great. So I feel like I really know him. I know his daughter. We work well together. We have this unspoken kind of contract of I won't put his daughter in as a, or out as a sub, and he will do the same for Soy. We get to decide because I'm the coach. My kid gets to play more than everybody else if she so chooses.
Okay.
It's just the way life is. You don't like it, you become the fucking coach.
Okay.
Anyways, I was talking to one of the girls in the team. Her name's Zoe.
Super Zoe. Cool.
And I was like, I went to elementary school at the park or the field that we play soccer at.
There you go.
I went to that elementary school.
That was
when it opened.
Your stopping ground.
It opened.
30 years ago.
Daddy went there. And I don't say daddy to her. 35
years ago.
It's weird to say that to another 9-year-old girl, but,
Daddy.
I was like, I went there. And she's like, oh, my God, that's so cool. How long ago? And I was like,
35 years ago.
Yeah, I was fourth grade, which I would have been 9. I'm 44 now, so mathlete. Yeah. What
35 years ago.
Yeah, it's a long-ass fucking time. And her exact response was, oh, my God. And I was like, what? Wait, what? Wait, hold on. You want to play anymore today? And she was like, oh, I was like, well, how old? She's like, that's so old. And when I told her I was 40, she's like, how old are you? And I was like, 40. I'm almost 44. And she's like, oh, my God. And I was like, well, how old is your dad? She's like, 38. I was like, well, that's not that far off.
For me.
I mean, there's a big difference between 38 and 44, but still.
No, there's not.
There is. I was mildly upset. And then all the girls were like, oh, my God, Sawyer's dad's so old. And then I found out that Coach Edgar is in his 30s as well. And I was like, great. Now I'm like the
No, you're the extra, your grandpa,
guy.
Your grandpa soccer.
Yeah, I'm super old. And then they noticed all of my gray hair.
All of them.
It was great. It's getting more, which is okay.
I can see it.
I'm not a hair dyer. Would you ever dye? No, well, you don't have any hair. But if you had hair.
Hey, I have hair.
You have hair.
I have hair.
That was mean of me.
I
think I can answer that question because your beard.
My beard is.
You got a patchy.
I got a lot of salt and pepper.
And it's gotten
more salt and peppery.
It's gotten bigger because you used to just have the side chin.
It used to be here,
right here. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I also need to clean it up, so it will look a little bit less when I shave.
If you took the corner of your mouth and went straight down, that is where
I got the
chin.
Hulk Hogan white the Hulk Hogan salt and pepper.
That's where Matt's originally.
It was just there.
It was like a little small white patch of like lighter hair.
Yeah.
And now it has now it's manifested.
Like, it's gotten dark. It's gotten whiter and it's starting to spread a little. It's making friends.
You know, as a ginger myself, it is kind of one of the nice things. My hair is kind of a lighter brown.
Yeah, you have a lighter brown with
and then
the,
a red some, beard.
Yeah.
Which
there's
is
no
a,
gray in your beard.
Which is an Irish trait.
Is there gray in your beard?
No.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Occasionally, I'll find a very, very light
like
one. And
one,
I,
and you're
I
like, fuck you.
It out. Yeah, because no, it looks like, weird.
But you're the top salt
like a
and pepper.
Beacon. Yeah.
I'm the bottom salt and pepper because I don't allow my hair up top or have enough to grow
you
to become
enough.
Salt and pepper. This part, well, here's the thing. I don't really have a bald spot.
No.
I have
well, you do, but not.
But in comparison to the rest of my thing.
What's it called? Male pattern baldness?
Yeah, male pattern
your
baldness.
Your pattern does not go on the back of your head.
No, mine's, I got the receding, I got the widow's peak extra, plus like a weird.
A spot in the front.
Like a little doodad, a floaty guy. Eventually, I'm just going to have to shave it all and call it a day.
You could go and get the Brian Urlacher.
I don't want
would you
it.
Ever do that? And I'm not,
the
me,
hair
I'm not
transplant
being mean.
Thing?
I'm not.
He looked, oh, so first off, Brian Urlacher
I am very
weird
lucky that I have
hair.
Lots of hair.
Yes. Brian Urlacher looks weird
well,
with
he
hair.
Looks weird because we've known him for his entire
without
famous
hair.
Career
and now he
as
grows
a
hair.
Bald guy. And now it's like, oh.
It makes his head look weird. It makes his...
He does look different.
He looks like a... His head looks like a pear. Like, it's small on top now and big on the bottom.
I'm also...
Confusing.
I think part of that, too, is that if you live in the Chicagoland area, especially on the northwest side of Chicago, you will see every billboard
if
on
you,
the way to O'Hare
if
Airport.
If you're driving to O'Hare, you will see 700...
Every fucking billboard is Brian Urlacher about hair.
What's the...
He did buy the company, right? Like,
did
it's
he?
His company. I think he's...
Oh, I don't know that.
I think he's an owner.
Oh.
Like, I think they gave him, like, the 50-cent deal.
I'm not
did you
just
hear
the
that
owner,
story?
But I'm a client, too.
The 50-cent Urlacher deal?
No.
So when Vitamin Water came out, Vitamin Water.
Vitamins.
When Vitamin Water came out, they offered 50 Cent and Fitty. Do I have to say Fitty?
You should say Fitty.
50 Cent and Brian Urlacher, they wanted them to be their spokespeople, right?
Okay.
And they offered each of them like $200,000 to be the Vitamin Water, and they were going to have like the Brian Urlacher flavor, which I don't know if it tasted like him or... What I've
just
seen.
Sweat flavored.
It's fucking weird.
So gross.
And then they had like the 50 cent version, which oddly enough didn't cost 50 cent, but it was, you know, his.
Tastes
his,
like the candy shop.
Brian Urlacher took the 200,000.
Okay.
50 cent negotiated. I don't want money up front.
I
want money in the back end. And his back end deal turned out to be a multi-million dollar deal.
Why would you ever not do that?
Let's say the flip side. Let's say that the company came out, was there for a year, and then puttered out.
Yeah, but
like.
Urlacher had
flavored
millions
energy drinks
of dollars.
On the
he doesn't
office.
Need 200K or whatever it is.
I guess. But, you know, I always love that saying, like, you never know, and sometimes you make a good deal, and that was his. So I think Brian Urlacher learned from that, and when they wanted him to be the spokesperson for the Hair Club for Men 2.0, he was like, yeah, I don't want money. I want 25%
percentage
of the company.
Ownership
whatever it
slash
is,
sales.
8%
slash, yeah.
something. I think it's like 23%. I don't know why that number came
up.
Michael actually,
Jordan.
I do know why that number came up, because apparently you don't have to put it on your mortgage if you are less than a 25% owner.
Oh,
because
nice.
I asked that, and he was like, no, you are more than a 25% owner.
Interesting.
Of your investment in Texas, and then they were like, oh, your phone number's on the website, which means you are not just an investor, you're more of an active employee. And I was like, A, I'm not an employee, and B,
I'm the owner.
It's just my number.
Yeah.
Because the other people are momos. Anyways.
Yeah, a bunch of idiots. Speaking of
Text
Chicago
of the
Bears.
Day, since it's April, I did see that. I should have sent you the. Did I send you the? Did you see the video?
For I'm talking about. You said tax
I
tip.
Apologize.
I said Bears, and
go
then
ahead.
You said you send the
I
video.
I thought you were going somewhere. I'm going to let you get there without interrupting again.
I'm
and
not sure.
Go.
Today is draft day, ladies and gentlemen.
Not what I was referring to.
Not the Kevin Costner football film, but the NFL draft.
It's a pretty good film.
Is today.
It is.
Tonight.
The Bears get the first and the ninth.
First and ninth.
Which
Welcome.
Is normally what they play at.
Yes.
First and nine. Because the Bears are so bad. They
one
get a,
and nine is very common for the Bears.
They get a 1 yard advantage in all games.
Or they just start their first 10 games 1-9.
I don't watch this now because it's like 2 minutes long.
All right. I will watch
but
it
But I did
after.
See a Bears revival.
The stadium video.
Bears reveal new stadium.
Oh, I watched. Okay. I didn't see you send me that
it's
video. I've seen the. I saw the X
good.
Of it. The Xer.
So the Bears
tweeter.
Are not moving to
Shaw or to the Arlington Heights because they fucked up that plan really bad.
Well, I mean, I don't think the city wanted to lose them, so they made the deal too good to go.
Also, right? I believe there Sports was a talk lot. Also, I dads. Think Action Heights and the surrounding area was getting greedy.
That happens.
From what I've heard, they that were happens. Like they were pushing it too much. Where the Bears, like, they bought the racetrack. They were going to move yeah. there. It was all a done deal. And then they get in, and the cities around it are trying to take too much of a piece. And the Bears are like, nah, fuck you. We're going to stay in the city now.
Forcing them to do more stuff or taxes yeah. or whatever the case may be.
Although, this went through a couple of my neighborhood and fantasy text threads yesterday. Those are fantasy sports, not ones I make up. $5 billion.
Like Olympic leapfrog?
$5 billion stadium being built on the lakefront.
Is that and what it costs?
That's what they were saying.
Jeez Louise.
And I watched the video. Uh-huh. And my first response and someone else in my text, I was like, where am I going to park?
Yeah.
That's because
all the parkings. There's no parking.
There's no parking in those pictures.
Now, I don't know if they just do that in the renditions to make it less like it. That's not
because I'm just like,
right. Nobody wants to see where the fucking parking is going to be.
I do.
But where's the parking going
to
be?
Because right now, Soldier Field is one of the worst places to park at
already
in eternity.
Yeah. It's very Forever. Difficult to get
it's
to.
It's horrible to get into. It's horrible to park. It's horrible to get out of.
It's on the inside of Lakeshore Drive.
That's why like going to a concert at Soldier Field is that painful because it's so hard to get in and out. And you're just like...
Traffic in general in Chicago is bad.
And then
you add the fact that you've got all of those people coming and goings. It's just, it's really bad.
Like, here's the thing. It's we used to walk. It's south of the loop.
When Bert and I used to go to the Bears game, like Bert had season tickets.
You walk that big, long...
We would just, we were both living in the city, but we never tried to do it. And we always felt bad for the kid who like had this ambulance that he turned into a...
Oh, yeah.
Like a tailgating spot, which was really cool. But they would just leave it there. And they'd like go pick it up on Monday.
There are a couple of docs from residency that turned an old UPS one in. And they had a bar. They had the TVs flinging out. They had
like
the Octobon,
a UPS truck?
Like a UPS.
Dude, those trucks are wildly expensive.
I don't know how old it was, but it would like come loaded with like.
That type of like UPS truck. Like they're very expensive.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Because they're so popular for delivery vehicles.
Probably. So, they had one of those.
And tailgating for doctors.
And they outfitted the inside.
Does it have, like, a cool saying on it? Like, Dr. Tailgate.
I don't know. It was just painted orange and blue. Oh. I don't know if it had anything else. But it had the Octobong.
I'm sorry. Come again?
Exactly. I did. The Octobong is... it was basically a giant PVC pipe that would extend out. It would have 8 funnels on top with 8... We basically made 8 bongs, like beer bongs.
Right. You got to specify.
So, beer bong, not pot bong. So
not that we don't condone the smoking of marijuana on this show. It's legal in Illinois. Do whatever you want. Yeah. I am not a partaker, but that's fine.
I have never done drugs before in my life. No, it
doesn't. I have.
I'm saying
they're wonderful.
I was saying that
so many good
facetiously.
Things. I wouldn't do them now, though, because they're so much more dangerous.
But the marijuanas are at least
I like the drugs of the 80s and 90s. They were much nicer. Woo! Much more convenient.
I never did drugs.
Safer.
Big no drug person.
Weird to think that drugs were safer in the 80s and 90s than they are now. But like, what the fuck? It's 100%
true. Very much true.
Right.
Octobong, big PVC pipe, 8 clear plastic tubes you're making a beer bong out of. And then they'd have a nozzle, like a on-off switch at the base.
I think it's pronounced noozle.
They'd have a noozle.
There you go.
At the bottom for the on-off switch.
Okay.
And so you'd fill up all 8 bongs.
And then just
and then you'd race. You'd have 8 guys or 8 people sitting there at the bottom, and you
Holy
go, bloop,
hell
and then
Batman.
You get your beer, and it came out what, like on an extendable arm.
What was the mouthpiece like?
Why are you doing that action?
How did you hold it? That's how you hold it.
You gotta hold the tube, and then you gotta.
Right, but like, what's the nipple like situation? Was it just like an open PVC pipe?
I think it was an open PVC pipe. I think it was a tapered PVC pipe, maybe a inch to a half inch. Okay.
So it could easily.
You need enough.
Hold on. I gotta get this out with a straight face. So it could easily fit in your mouth.
Absolutely. Oh, 100%. You can like get that thing way back there too. You could probably deep throw it if you wanted to. So it is it's probably like a 1-inch diameter PVC, clear PVC pipe.
Nice.
It's not PVC, whatever the clear thing that comes off.
Some kind of plastic tubing.
Yeah. Plastic tubing.
There you go. Was it flaccid or firm?
Oh, when it's filled with beer, it's pretty firm.
There you go.
When it All fills right. with fluid, it gets firm.
I feel uncomfortable talking about
this. So the Bears,
this.
Caleb Williams, welcome to Chicago. If the Bears do not draft you, I will
Which
fucking
one's Caleb
lose my
Williams?
Shit. The USC quarterback that won the Heisman in 2022, and he is the consensus number one pick by everybody everywhere.
Well, it's the Bears, so I guarantee they will
fuck
him.
It up. Yeah. Number 9 pick, though, a little bit of some, we got options, and I'm actually shockingly okay with both of them.
Okay. What do you think they are?
Rome Odunze.
Great name.
That's a fantastic name. The number 3 wide receiver in the class. He would be joining Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and Cole Kmet in a receiving core for Caleb Williams.
I know we were set up to draft a quarterback first because, again,
we got rid of our current quarterback.
So that's a thing. But the problem is it's like, hey, let's buy this really fancy quarterback and then have nothing for him to throw.
Exactly. You're like,
so they got to use the number 9 pick for a wide receiver.
Well, they have. So they got DJ Moore.
No, I know.
And then they just got Keenan Allen, too.
In general.
Oh, yes. If you get more, like,
you gotta have, you can't have just one weapon.
He would walk in and become the fourth receiving target.
It's like buying a gun with no bullets. Like, what are you gonna do with it?
So the alternative
looks pretty. It might scare some people, but eventually they find out that it's not loaded.
The alternative,
okay,
is Byron Murphy.
Then Ramaswamy.
Byron Murphy, a defensive end out of Texas, which getting a I'm actually okay with either a solid line. I'm more excited about Adunze because the dude makes plays, and he would be a massive target for Caleb Williams to have DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Adunze, and Cole Kmet. Plus, who's our running back now?
When's the new stadium coming up? Is that like a thing that's starting this year or next year?
I don't know.
It's like a five-year plan?
I think it's probably a five-year plan.
Don't die?
What's your five-year plan? Are you quoting Big Daddy?
Great movie.
I'm glad that you can say...
What's your name? You'll write it on the wall. Mind your business.
Such a good film.
So good. I find most of my parenting comes from Big Daddy, Billy Madison, and Happy Gilmore.
Oh, it's so good. I did do a quick... I know you got something you want to talk about, but I got to do...
I have a question that I want to ask you, but it's fine.
I did... Lauren was out for birthday celebrations last weekend.
Oh, she was.
It was her birthday on... she's a tax day baby.
True.
It's tax day baby. One of the positive things about tax day.
True.
So that Friday, Saturday, she was out for some dinners with friends and whatever else. We had movie night at home with the boys, me and the boys.
Right.
Without mom there.
Sure.
We pushed the envelope a little
bit. What'd you watch?
Predator.
Fuck no, man. Really?
Watch Predator with the boys.
How did they take it?
They loved it.
I mean, it's a great movie.
So first off, they're not
scared. It's a great 80s movie.
They don't get scared.
Your boys like horror films.
They like horror films.
Which I find not weird, but like...
Oh, it's weird.
You kind of have to work in it. Because I remember you tell me like they wanted to watch It. And like I won't watch It.
I don't want to watch It.
Now.
I don't watch horror films. Predator, totally fine to watch. Like,
well, Predator is like not,
it's like an action...
Yeah.
It's an action sci-fi.
True.
It's not really creepy.
That.
It's more...
I used to watch... I watched Predator as a kid.
So I have no problem with Predator.
I love that movie. It's a great movie.
I don't want
the chopper! I mean, it's great. So many good lines.
So, a lot of inappropriate lines.
You ever seen on TikTok?
A lot of great lines.
You ever seen on TikTok where they have the credits where they show all the guys' faces.
Oh, yeah, and they played...
100% fits to
any
sitcom.
Any 80s sitcom theme.
Anything.
It's so good.
It's like...
I've watched... Yeah, it's like... Yeah, it's
great.
Family Ties and then Growing Pains.
So how did they like the movie?
Loved it.
They weren't scared. They weren't freaking
scared.
Out.
They were totally fine.
They didn't cover themselves in mud to go to bed.
Braden stayed in the basement to play a game of Fortnite afterwards.
Oh, shit.
All by himself. He did ask, like, Dad, will you watch me? And I'm like... I'm like, no, I don't. Like, I have to go clean
to watch
up the kitchen.
He wanted to watch you, or he wanted
I'd say there was
a little
both,
bit of
and
both.
I go, listen, I have to go upstairs and clean up, but you can play a match. I'll turn the lights on. And he's like, all right, that's fine. So he was good. So,
although, in all honesty, I would have thrown at the end there, it's not like it matters because the Predator is invisible. Anyways.
Exactly. You can't see
it. So you're fucked either way.
So they loved it. Super violent.
Yeah.
There were a lot of fucking questions.
Name a few.
It's like, what Dad, kind of why does the Predator make that noise?
Okay.
Or when he.
Did you know? Top Dad, a fact of the day, that the voice of the Predator is also the voice of Optimus Prime. Same voice actor.
Oh, he does both?
He does. And
isn't the Predator noise like part dolphin?
I don't know.
I think,
but he
like
does like the breathing part when they take the mask off at the end, and it's like, I can't even do it, but they're like...
That Optimus Prime guy's everywhere.
It's fucking great. So questions. Why did he make that
noise? So he
gets
out of the water, and Logan's like, what are those spikes? I go, that's his hair.
Kind of dreadlocks. Yeah,
like there's another one.
What are those spikes? Those
yeah, he's like, my hair's pretty good. But there was a lot of questions at the end, which I'm taking as nervous and excited energy.
Sure, sure.
But they were like, bringing up the quiet
the
watching
little
the movie
like,
a little
hey,
bit.
Hey, Dad, what's that weird jungle thing?
Yeah, I think I paused it once to be like, all right, get them all out. What are the questions you got right now?
Because
I'm like, I want to watch.
I
want to
get in the movie. Yeah.
So we did Predator, and then we started to watch
Prey
with Lauren.
I don't know which one Prey is.
Prey is the newest Predator film. Came out in 2022, I think.
Franchise.
It's on Prime, maybe?
Okay.
Or Hulu?
Sure. One of the streaming.
It's Predator with Native Americans.
Oh, I have seen. I haven't seen that, but I've seen like a trailer for it.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I think it's the highest rated Predator film. And it's
just to be
solid.
Clear, my movie night last night with two daughters was Madagascar, which
Predator,
was great.
Predator's way cooler.
You know, I'd like to watch Predator, but
you can come over to my house to watch Predator.
I would like to be invited for the
you
next
one. You can come
one.
Watch Predator.
I'll field questions with you.
So anyway, we broke that seal. A lot of bad words. We had to like kind of forget some of them. Didn't focus on the some of the bad phrases.
Is there a lot of swearing in it? I don't remember. A
lot of swearing early on before all the people die. And
like
then
when they're
some,
just hanging out being cool G.I. Joes.
And then Jesse Ventura drops a couple choice 80s inappropriate.
Sexist kind of things? Or?
British cigarette-ish type of ways.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple.
PG-13 ain't what it used to be.
I think it was like a limp-dicked F-word or something. I forget what the actual phrase is. It's yeah.
And he's
so
got
there's
the
like,
big chaw.
There's a couple
and...
that you're like, ooh, those aren't really going to fly nowadays. So anyway, great film. Fantastic to watch. Loved it. Boys had a blast. We're all about, and I'm like, what other movies can we watch like that? Because we've done all the King Kongs and
sure,
the Godzillas.
And they like it.
And they love that. And I'm like, Predator is the darker version of those. So what else can we get to type of thing? So
trying to see if
we'll tell you
holy
that this
cow.
What's up? Prey.
June 12th, 1987.
Okay.
That came out.
Yep.
Predator the film. Many sequels. I wanted to see if it was
Butch. No,
starring,
Dutch.
Edited
Dutch.
By, distributed, running day, kind of budget, 15 to 18 million. Box office, almost 100 million. That's pretty fucking crazy for 1987. Yeah, I was trying to see if I could find out what it was rated R back then. Or
oh,
if it was like a
did they have the same rating in 87?
Well, clearly they're not the same. Yeah,
it's
but
rated
like,
R. I mean, there's
is it rated R?
It's
not?
Rated R.
Now there's, it's got to be rated.
There's
R.
No nudity.
But I wonder when it came out.
Skin dead it, bodies like hanging yeah. upside down from trees,
yeah, which was awesome.
It was fantastic.
I mean,
I loved it.
I think it made us stronger as a nation.
Absolutely, fighting that predator. Now, Predators 2. Not a Predator 2, not a great film.
No, isn't Danny Glover in that one?
Yeah, but Alien versus Predator.
Pretty good.
Dumb idea, super fun to watch. I mean, sorry, let me refresh. Cool idea, but they're in like some Mayan temple thing and they're
the prey one or?
The AVP.
Okay. There was a couple of spinoffs.
There's
that
AVP,
as well.
Then there's Predators, and then there's Alien versus Predator. Some word like resurrection. Yeah. It's not resurrection because that's Alien Resurrection, but whatever else. So anyway, movie night, awesome. Also, on the animal discussion, because Predator is an animal, got to go to the... I'm on ultimate dad parenting mode right now.
Okay.
I had lunch and play at school last week with Braden.
Nice.
I have lunch and play today with Logan.
It is rated R. I wonder if they updated
that. I wonder if it did too.
It is rated R now. I wonder if it came out if it was rated R. It might have been. I mean, that seems like it should be a rated R movie.
It definitely is for sure. What not even it, like 80s R versus 90s
restricted
R.
Restricted means or, like...
You have to be 17 to see it by yourself.
Okay. Although, unless your parents tell
unless
you
unless your parents, but yeah,
why
you have
is
to be
17.
Why is voting... Well, I know why voting is 18, but
why is voting
getting
18?
A... it was a draft.
Right.
Draft was 18, so you had to be able to
76.
Vote. Yeah, so voting
you ever
was
seen
18.
That Joe
draft
Rogan when he does his stand up and he talks about like if Thomas Jefferson came back and he's like, "You guys didn't fucking write anything else?"
Yeah. He's like, "What the? Yeah, but it's been 200 years.
You didn't
update anything?
You didn't write anything?
What's the matter with you?"
Great. Anyways,
we were expecting you to update stuff. What was I talking about?
17 to get in, 18 to vote, 21 to drink, 20, all of
no,
those 25
to get a rental car.
25
like, what
rental
the fuck
car.
Is that about?
Yeah, I understand it. People are not mature enough. But again, you're 7 years prior, you can go to war for the country.
Yeah.
And 8 years before, you can see an R-rated movie.
Yeah.
But yet, I can't rent a fucking car?
Yeah.
Seems dumb. If I'm not responsible enough to drive somebody else's car,
yeah, why the
probably
fuck
not responsible enough to be sent to another country to shoot people.
Shoot people.
Or drink.
And then vote.
Or vote.
Yeah.
None
smoke
of those
cigarettes.
Yeah, again, when we were kids, 16 was cigarettes.
Was it 16 or was it 18?
I could buy cigarettes at 16. I remember getting my driver's license, leaving the DMV. My dad's like, cool, have
I
a good day.
18,
and I went and bought cigarettes.
I know people bought them at 16.
Great.
I thought they had to be 18
to buy
them.
I smoked them in my Pontiac Sunbird.
Ooh.
Metallic blue.
Ooh, so 90s of you.
Fucking great.
Love it. So we did I did lunch and play last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
lunch
yeah.
and play today's coming up.
Oh, nice.
Both of my children have
lunch
requested.
Lunch and play means you sit and have lunch
we sit
with
and have
them,
lunch, and then we go to recess.
You go to recess.
Nice. Both of my children have requested Portillo's, which I'm very happy with.
Oh, you
with.
Get to bring them food, too?
I get to bring them lunch, too.
You're the fucking best.
It's fucking awesome.
I want to be a lunch. Can we have a lunch and play date here?
I'll bring you Portillo's, and we can just
Can we just
hang
have a lunch and play date just go, at the
that's
simulator?
Just called, that's just called the golf course.
Yeah. Yes,
or my simulator. Yeah, that works,
right. Adult men do have
adult lunch and play is just called going to the golf course.
Go play golf.
You eat lunch, and you play.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday, Lauren and I got to go to the zoo.
How was the zoo?
We had a lovely
2.0.
time.
Part two went better than part one.
Part two went a lot better than part one. Part one does not exist in the world
part
of podcast
the only
material,
one that was taken down.
Ever.
It's great.
For the
it's
sanity
the,
of everyone
it's
in this
the NC-17 version of
it
the
is.
Top Dad podcast.
We don't talk about it.
Maybe someday, like 5 years down
yeah,
the line.
Maybe we'll
You know what? Here's the deal, folks.
When my kids are in college.
No. When they go to middle school right. and they're out of the elementary school, we don't have to worry about that.
We'll re-release
Matt's
oh, man.
Evil Day of the Zoo. But how was the new day of the zoo?
Fantastic. It was like mid-50s, overcast.
Good day.
Little chilly sitting for lunch. Outside
okay.
of that, it was great.
I'll take a little chill.
It was not hot the rest of the time walking around.
I feel like if there's a 50 degree weather is mm-hmm. the most oh. perfect time to go to the zoo because A, you don't sweat.
Yep.
B, you can play the jacket off the sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Three, you can also, I feel like the animales are way more.
They were super fucking active.
Yeah, they're much more active in that. Like when you get in the summer and you go and
you're
it's like big awesome lion and it's.
And you're like,
90 fucking 5 degrees outside, yeah. they're like, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, no, like, no.
And their growls come like this. Right? Elephants are like this. You know, there's just nothing.
Like, yeah, they're just like baby, like tiny. So we had a blast. We partnered with, so it was four adults.
So you and Lauren went
Lauren and
together.
I had four kids in our group.
And it was Braids
Logan's,
or Logan's?
Logan's. Lauren and I had four kids in our group, and then we paired with three other friends and the two parents that were with them. So we had four adults to seven boys.
That's pretty good.
It was super fun. They ran around.
Did they separate them boys and girls, or did it just happen to turn out that
way? I think they were mostly boys, because the kids are always paired up with any of the other parents that come.
Right.
So like we had Logan, obviously, in our group.
Sure.
I think they
it would be
to
weird if he wasn't in your group.
I know.
Yeah.
I think they try to keep it friends, and for the most part, in third grade, boys are friends with boys, and girls are friends with girls. Although
I mean,
last
44,
year,
I
did
I find
have
that I'm mostly friends with boys.
Last year, I did have two.
That has
girls
not changed for
in,
me.
Yeah, last year I had two girls in our group. I think.
Nice.
So yeah, there is some cross play. We were only boys this time, but it was fun. They had a blast. They ran around. They have baby bears at the zoo that were kind of
Ooh.
Fighting a little bit.
Brookfield, right?
Brookfield.
Yeah.
The lion was right in that glass window that you can see him in.
Nice.
Like right
did
in
you do any of the cool plastic pressing machine things?
I did no Moldoramas. No, I did no carousels.
Is that off limits?
And all souvenirs and foods and experiences are not supposed to be done.
Yeah.
Also, to be honest, I wasn't drawn to it. Here's the other thing. I think when I'm looking for those, I want to go inside for the air conditioning. And I was very happy to be walking outside, and those don't exist outside.
True. I think there's like one.
I saw.
But they're like always under like canopies.
Yeah. I saw a new one. It was like, I saw a nice orange camel. Looked pretty
oh,
sweet.
I've never seen an orange
I haven't
camel.
Seen a camel.
I like
think
a good
orange
Moldorama.
Camel. Moldoramas are fantastic.
Moldoramas should be something that is like more oftenly used.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
We should have like that as like a souvenir of all times.
Big deal at the Brookfield Zoo now.
What?
They now have a Ferris wheel.
They have a Ferris wheel?
Ferris wheel.
It's like a merry-go-round, but vertical.
But vertical merry-go-round. I couldn't remember that. I kept calling it the fucking the carousel. I go, what the fuck is that actual word for it? I couldn't come up with it.
Nice.
So anyway.
Where's the Ferris wheel at?
Where they killed all the stingrays before.
Oh, nice.
If anyone doesn't know, Brookfield Zoo killed like 50 stingrays 4 or 5 years ago when the bubbler in their water machine went out and they all like basically didn't have any oxygen.
And then like the animal rights people are like, you're not allowed to have stingrays anymore.
So now it's a carousel.
You're gonna have
or
to,
a Ferris wheel. God damn it. See, I can't even get it right now.
A vertical merry-go-round.
So I'm on full-on parenting, all the activity, all the action, all the fun.
All right. Now that you are in full dad mode, here is my question.
I'm ready to dad it up.
So on Wednesdays, Lindsay signed up Harrison for basketball. He loves basketball.
Yeah.
It's like his sport, which I'm not crazy about because I'm not a big basketball guy. I never really played basketball as a kid. I remember like I played third and fourth grade. Okay. I didn't like it. It wasn't for me.
It's not your thing.
I don't really watch any sports, but the least likely sport that I'm going to watch would be basketball, except for I do watch the March Madness. In somewhat, but I don't really like follow
You don't
along.
Care. Like, it's fun to watch.
I'll end up picking a team And it's because, like, my niece went to UConn,
yeah.
So I was a UConn fan.
Yeah.
I always like, root for UNC, yeah. For you and David.
Yeah.
Mississippi State made it,
yep.
And could have had a chance could to play UNC, us. But they lost to Michigan State.
Yep.
Right? Michigan
yeah.
State?
Yep.
8-9. That's kind of always where they land. It's always a tight one. They're always
an
8-9
team. And
then
we crushed Izzo, which made me feel good.
I obviously went to Mississippi State. Blah, yeah. Blah, blah. Okay. So it's not that I don't. It's just, it's not my
it's
sport.
Not your. Not one of your top
sports
five,
for me
four or five
goes.
Yeah.
I love golf.
Yep.
I love baseball.
Yep.
And I do love football.
Yeah.
I love watching football. I can watch peewee football to the Bears. I don't care. Although there's a lot of things that you can compare
that
between those
are,
two
is
things.
Peewee football. Yeah.
I can watch any kind of football, and I enjoy watching it.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of it for me.
Yeah.
And then it's like 10. Like basketball is like number 37.
Yeah.
It's just not one I
you
want.
Don't care.
But he loves to play basketball. Yeah. Anytime we go outside, he wants to play horse or pig. He actually beat me in a game of pig straight up.
Wow.
I did not try to cheat.
Mini hoop?
It was the mini hoop.
Okay. Or do you have a full size
hoop? We have a full size
hoop
that's lower down to like, you know.
6 feet or whatever.
Yeah, it's like 7 feet.
All right.
I have now since bumped it up to. I believe it's 9 feet. I think it's 10, but it might be under 10.
Okay.
But I just because the driveway's level.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
when I jump from the high side of the thing,
yeah.
I can almost dunk, which is not possible on a regular size rim.
At all.
So I think it's a little short, but it's closer to the 10 foot. Okay. Getting off track here.
Basketball.
Wednesdays. He goes to. And I really, up until last night, today's Thursday morning, I really like the coach. He's a little rough with them in the sense of like when the kid shows up 2 minutes late, he makes him do 25 jumping jacks
That's
and like warm
the
up.
Kid though, dude. No.
It's the idea of like you need to get
responsibility.
Back. Everybody else has done 25 jumping jacks.
Oh.
So it's not like he's making him do it as a punishment. It's like you need to warm up as well.
Okay.
Right. So you got to do your jumping jacks before you can do the next drill. So we've done all these good drills. Harrison is the only kid in the class. He's 5.
Mm-hmm.
I think there might be a 6-year-old, maybe 1 7-year-old, or just a really big 6-year-old. Mm-hmm. Harrison's the only kid in the class that can dribble.
Okay.
And actually move about.
Okay.
Pretty good dribbler.
Awesome.
I'm kind of, he's
You're
good.
Like,
he's good, which I'm kind of upset about because I want him to suck and hate it. And he's
Still
good.
Do it anymore?
And I'm like, fuck, he's good. He's the only kid that consistently makes the shot. Now, they're shooting at a 10-foot, like a regular rim. It's not like they played a shorties. They're
5?
Playing in the gym at the community center. They're 5, yeah. He kind of does
they
this like chest
them?
Throw like this.
Yeah.
We were trying to work it this way, but he's just not strong enough.
Is this a team that he'll be playing other teams on?
No,
the league?
No,
this is like a camp,
like
a basketball camp.
They got one coach. They do some drills. They do some passing.
It's like a basketball introduction to basketball.
It's exactly
skills.
What it's called. Introduction to basketball. I dig the coach. I like that he's a little stricter on him, a little rough on him. He's like, no, you can't do that. You know, we're doing this. No, don't go. He's good with him, right?
Yeah.
Take a water break. Now get back, you know, hustle. He's a little harder,
good.
Which is what I want.
Yeah, like
I don't want this. Okay, Billy. No, Billy, don't do. You can't wear your flip-flops.
Billy, quit hitting people in the head with your basketball.
Hippie parents brought their kid with fucking jeans on and flip-flops, and
there
the coach
no
is like,
in basketball.
Go back.
Yeah.
And the mom was like, what am I supposed to do? And he's like, I don't fucking pay attention. Don't have your kid come to fucking basketball camp with fucking flip-flops on.
Yo, what the fuck? Yeah. Did someone actually came and
Yes. And the coach was like, get out.
Yeah, you
it was awesome.
You're going to get
I'm
hurt.
I'm sure they complained.
Whatever.
Okay. So I'm getting to
proper
my point.
Proper footwear is literally the only requirement of that sport.
Basketball. So now they started a new thing where like they had offense and defense.
Okay.
And they were on strict teams. Like some kids were strictly defense and some kids were strictly offense.
Oh, okay.
Harrison made what I feel like was the varsity team
Ooh.
Of the 4 kids that were going to be the shooters.
Okay.
And the idea was they kind of started at the 3-point line, top of the key?
Top of the key. Top of the key is at the very center.
Yeah. So like top of the key, two lines to the left and right of that.
Got it.
And there were 2 on each side.
Yep.
Harrison's on the right, and then there's like 10 kids playing defense. And the idea was one kid would come out, one offensive would come out, and like the offensive kid has to dribble, try to shoot and score.
Okay.
The other kid's only job was to get the ball from the other guy.
Yep.
And you got a point if you got it away. You get 3 points if you made a shot, because it's a lot fucking harder to make a shot than it is to try to get it away. Offense is getting crushed.
Okay.
Harrison's the only kid who can dribble, but he's a phenomenal free throw shooter.
Hey.
That's not from the free throw line. It's
like
halfway. Correct. He makes consistently 7, 8 out of 10.
Hey.
I mean, he fucking makes them all. Like, it's really good.
Fucking all-star in college.
When you add in dribbling, running, and a defender, He got off a lot of shots, and he got rebounds like the fucking worm. He looked like Dennis fucking Rodman out there. But the kid took 80 shots and made two.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, one for 40. And yeah. I'm like, man, we got to work on this. So I raised the net last night.
Okay.
So we went after practice because the girls are still at dance.
Okay.
It's just me and him. I'm like, hey, we're gonna practice. I want you to practice running and stopping and shooting, but like quickly, like you got a defender on you because like you kind of suck at that part. This is what you need to get going. So one of the kids, Harrison's by far the best kid for dribbling, shooting, and all of that stuff. So obviously he's the number one draft pick for offense. Yeah. He's crushing everybody. He's getting like 12 rebounds. And the coach is like letting it go. He's like, guys, you have got to get the ball. Harrison, you got to drive to the hoop. You can't run around. Because some kids are like running to the other side by their parents. And he's like, no. You got to stay by the hoop. Okay, point for the defense. Start over. You know, next setup, which is good.
Yeah.
It got a little rougher because they couldn't stop Harrison. And he's fucking juking. And he's going, he looks good.
Yeah.
He loves Steph Curry. He's a fucking huge Steph Curry fan.
Does he have Curry shoes yet?
No. We haven't got to that stage yet, but he talks about Steph Curry all the time. To the point was when I was like, hey, buddy, I'm going to go play golf today. He's cool. Are you going to go with Steph Curry? Because he knows that Steph Curry is really good at basketball. He's like, Dad, do you think you could beat Steph Curry in golf? I was like, yes. I will fucking play Steph Curry.
Steph Curry's probably about the same handicap as you. Isn't he like a two?
Single digits,
2-3?
Good. Yeah. He plays more than I do.
He's got a whole offseason to play.
But I would very much like to play him for money.
Absolutely. I'd be competitive. I think he'd be very close at it.
I'd be competitive. So the other kid's a little shorter than Harrison. Same age, though.
Yeah.
Roughly the same weight. You know, just maybe like an inch or two shorter.
Okay.
And he can't really quite get him. And Harrison getting by, shoots, gets a rebound. Gets him by again, shoots a rebound. Well, Harrison's wearing a hoodie that's not zipped up.
Okay.
Kid gets by him, or Harrison gets by him.
Collared.
Kid grabs the thing and pulls him back. And then Harrison kind of still has the ball, doesn't let it go. Then the kid's grabbing it again, pulling him. Then just outright, like, fucking tackling him, pushing him. And I was like, I'm getting pissed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm expecting, my first thought was, don't be 80s Ken, where I'm like, punch that motherfucker, you know?
Don't Batman.
I don't want to yell it out at the coach, and he seems to be doing it. And he's kind of, which is why I'm a little disappointed at this. He was kind of like, "Good job, Troy. Way to get in there. Keep going, Troy. Keep going." And Troy's the other kid.
Troy's the kid pulling on the sweatshirt.
Now, I can't tell 100%, but he's getting like very like these aren't fouls. These are flagrant fouls.
He's getting flagrant ones.
And Harrison's fine. He's still smiling. He's still going.
Yeah.
It is not affecting him.
He's not hurt.
He's not crying. He's not flustered. But he's still going.
He's playing against a cheater.
Finally, he fucking scores in the kid.
Nice.
And I'm like, woo, you know?
Yeah.
Got him. Practice is over. And again, they end up tumbling. Harrison loses his shoe. This is how rough it's gotten.
Wow.
And coach still like, good job, Troy. Harrison, I think he's not placating to Harrison as much because Harrison is good.
He doesn't,
which I kind of like. He doesn't need to say
need the confidence.
You're doing a good job because you're fucking crushing all these kids. It's great. He's the
you're
Steph,
five, and even you know you're crushing the
Steph
other kids.
Curry of the fucking community center. I mean, he is getting a little snazzy here with his little fucking hook shots and stuff.
Love it.
Okay, so practice is over. It's fine. Harrison's kind of laughing. He's like, "You made me lose my shoe," you know. But he was like. He was cool with
so
it.
He was total, like, 5-year-old having a blast.
He was not upset. He did not register that this was a little bit rough. And then I see the other dad, who I've kind of already deemed that I didn't like before this.
Okay.
I just don't like the way he walks around.
Got a I hate you walk.
He's got a Conor McGregor walk. And he's
like my shoulders
and
move
again,
a lot.
And I apologize to vertically inclined people. He's like... He's like 5'8".
He's a Napoleon Conor McGregor.
A little bit. Like, I got 6 inches of reach on you here. Like,
If I look down at you, that means you're not tall.
I'm 6 foot. Like, it's not, I'm not tall. And
I'm 5'10 and change. And I'm like, if you're 5'8",
I would not consider you short.
I'd say I'm the little above average male height.
5'10 and some change? If you're over 5'10, you are not on the vertically inclined. Okay, so anyways.
This dude's 5'8".
I will say this. Some good things happen.
Okay.
Coach never said anything. I was a little miffed about it.
Okay.
And I can feel myself getting angry and like getting fight or flight
kind
of thing.
It triggered and it spiraled.
I'm getting upset.
Yep.
Nice thing is Harrison calms me down because he's not upset about
it. Cool. Helps.
So I'm like, okay, I went from a DEFCON 1.
If he was pissed off, you would be at a DEFCON 5. You would be
Is it 1 or 5? Which one's the bad one? I'm at bad DEFCON. Okay, let's say
DEFCON bad.
DEFCON bad.
All right.
I'm at DEFCON fucking World War III.
Yeah.
And I'm slowly
you're decompressing
because Harrison's not upset about it. Then I noticed that dad immediately goes to his son, gives him a high five. He's like, good job, buddy. And then I'm like, whoa, spiking. And then he goes, hey, you got to stop grabbing his shirt.
Hey.
It is. He goes, don't grab his shirt. You just got to put. And I was like, okay, that's another like de-escalation. Yep. I'm feeling good. And this is all happening like 10 feet in front of me. And Harrison's still fucking around throwing the basketballs away. Nobody else helps clean up.
Yeah,
he's good at cleaning up. So when we get out, and again, as a dad, and I know at times you and I are maybe a little different on the scope of physical violence and what's okay. Yeah. I know my wife's not the same.
I did just show my 8-year-old predator, you have to use your words. So
maybe you're getting on the Ken train, which I fucking love.
Yeah.
How do you explain to your son, who's 5, and go, you got to think backwards here because your boys are older.
Yeah.
They can understand and comprehend a little bit better. But I had to explain to Harrison, you tell me if you think this is right or wrong. Okay. We're walking out, and I was like, how's practice? He's like, great. I scored. Da, da, da. I was like, yeah, we got to work on like the dribbling and shooting because like you're great at planting, stopping, aiming. What, you know,
being on the run is a whole separate thing.
Being on the run,
you're doing layup drills.
You're
now.
Throwing up fucking bricks here, buddy.
Aren't layups.
Could have built a condominium. It is how many bricks we're throwing up there.
A multi-level.
He doesn't
high
get
rise.
Any of my jokes. So I said to him, "I go, did you notice Troy pulling on your shirt?" And he goes, "Yeah, but you know." And I was like, "Okay." And I think he's starting to understand that I want to talk about something, so he's kind of understanding this is like a talk, not like a conversation, and. I was like, well, you know, what did you think? He's like, well, you know, he did knock my shoe off. And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, all right, Mike, here's the plan from now on. If you're playing in a game, whatever game you're playing in, I'm okay. It could be basketball, could be soccer, could be just running around the court with your buddies. Somebody grabs your sweatshirt or your hood like that and pulls you back. First time, you chalk it up to a mistake.
Yep.
It's a mistake.
Yep.
Go. Second time, you knock his ass over. And he was like, huh? Now maybe I went a little aggressive with that.
Yeah,
and I was
like, I'd go to that like, third time.
He's like, what do you mean? And I was like, second time you let him know that that's not okay. And he said, well, how do I do that? I go, you never push him. Don't forearm. I go, you just use your shoulder. And like we do it, we talk about in soccer, you bump him.
Yeah.
You bump him hard, and then you keep driving for the goal. And if he falls over, you score 100%.
That's technically
don't
illegal
stop.
Basketball play.
I was like, but you need to set a precedent of, I am not okay with you.
I am physically tough. You can't just rough me up.
I feel like that's a precursor to how much are you willing to allow to take not physical abuse, because it's not physical abuse.
No, yeah, he's not.
But you know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, first time, and I was proud of myself.
Yeah,
I was
like you didn't just jump. Normally, I'm like jump to punch him in the teeth.
Right?
Like,
I was like, you know, first time, chalk it up to a mistake.
Okay.
Second time, knock him over. Third time, maybe you go a little rougher. Fourth time, maybe you should tell the coach. And be like, this is escalating. And then I was okay with that. But I'm like, you need to take matters a little bit into your own hands. Rate Top Dad Ken on his parental advice for fathers to sons. I only have one, so I can only fuck up one.
Number one.
I don't have a spare. Like, if you screwed up one, you got a second one you could fix.
There's an indoor basketball league, correct?
Okay. And it's 5-year-olds.
Sweatshirts aren't necessary.
Okay.
Number one. No, I'm giving you some crap, but I'm like,
I almost yelled from the stands.
Just take your sweatshirt off.
Your sweatshirt.
Yeah,
right.
That's the easy solution of don't let him give you something to pull on. As a father,
and it's like unzipped and flying around
he's
behind like him. I'm like, dude,
No, he's 5. Who the fuck cares?
Right.
He's there for a fun time. If he wants to wear his basketball thing or his sweatshirt because he thinks it looks cool. Like all my children do is wear their drip all day every day, and I hear the word drip and
I don't even
skibbity
know
Ohio Riz.
Yeah,
and
Jesus Christ.
I know so many fucking weird. We'll talk about this on another episode because I got a whole slew of them. We'll rehash. Welcome to the world of new lingos. As a father of a basketball player.
Yep. That's why I asked you. I would ask you anyways.
Who is physically
large. He's a big boy.
Big boy.
For his age.
100%.
He's very tall.
If someone pushes him, and I'm 100% on yours, if someone's being physical with him, I get fucking pissed. And guess who gets even more pissed? Lauren.
Oh, for sure.
Lauren's
She's like
a fucking mama bear of like ready to go. She doesn't care about sports. And yet if someone's being physically aggressive
she's
ready to go like punch a child.
Right.
It's like, it's crazy. So for mine, what I'm working on is teaching Braden how to be, because Braden is, while he's big and a phenomenal rebounder. He's actually a very good basketball player,
right,
just all around. But he's also the biggest kid in his grade and team for the most part. I'm teaching him to use his body to be more physically aggressive.
Sure.
Because he's almost too passive.
Right.
So what you explained, I would put push the kid down or fight back as step three.
Okay.
You skipped a step. You started it. You said it the right way at first.
I started with one.
You started with,
first
you know,
time
like we're doing soccer
accident.
With shoulder checking?
Yeah.
100%. Totally fine. Show the kid that you don't need to, he's pulling at you because you know why? Because you're better than him.
Correct.
So you first off, you tell her something like, listen,
happened
he's
at my...
pulling at you because he doesn't know how to guard you because you're that much better right now. So that's the only thing he's resorting to. It's the same thing like in when people are following you in regular basketball games. There's a reason it's called street ball. People follow you in regular basketball games because you're better than them. They
right.
want to slow you down whatever way they can. They're going
to
do it.
They have to
yeah.
break
no
the rules.
No one's called
to do
a foul. It ain't a foul. Right. So your correct thing of show me means something. Get that shoulder in there. No, you don't want to drop the, in basketball.
I think I like, did in my defense. I think yeah. I called it you bump him.
And bumping him is
I
actually
did,
an appropriate.
I think I did do what you said. And I just, yeah. I might have. I think in my memory it was bad. Yeah. I was like, first time mistake, second time you bump him, third time you knock his ass over. So
yeah.
I think I did escalate it. And
you said bump.
Number
and
two,
I was like,
you
said
bump,
and then you said knock him over. I was like, oh, you,
I think
you
I
added a 2.5 there.
Right.
Like, you have the actual correct mentality yeah. behind how to raise a son to defend himself in the appropriate setting and to not do it like 80s Ken.
Correct.
Which is very big of 80s Ken
it's
to
hard.
Allow
I know, I'm trying.
2020s Ken to actually
I'm
like
trying.
Be part of it. Ultimate answer, the kid's five.
Right.
And they're five-year-olds. They don't fucking know anything. But when they're seven, eight, nine, ten. Like Braden, if some kid's getting physical Braden, I'd be like, fucking shoulder check that
right.
kid. Like, don't drop, like, don't. I'm like, do the legal move.
We talked about it because we practiced.
Yeah.
We practiced when we got home.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is what we need to do. And I'm like, he's like, the first thing he does yeah. is give me like a forearm check. And
yeah.
I was like, no, you can't do that.
Can't go
and
in it, the back. You can't extend
and he's
the
like,
arm.
You said I couldn't use my arm. I was like, you're using
yeah,
your arm.
You can use the upper arm.
You got
you can't
him with your
use
shoulder.
The lower arm.
And I was like, just yep. bump
use
him
the
this
shoulder
way.
And bump. Do like a thing.
Right.
So, Braden, I'm actually working on, we work on boxing out. And I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Put your ass on this person and push them backwards.
Right.
It is a legal thing to do. Your job is not to get the rebound. It's to not let them get the rebound.
Right.
And so we talk about that. We have not yet worked on post-up because at the age of 10,
sure.
kids don't really post-up
yet.
I don't
even really know if I know what a post-up
he's
is.
He's backing in to get the ball and then do like a turnaround or
right.
a jump shot or open up the floor kind of thing. So
post-up.
No,
I thought you said a post-it.
Yeah, no.
And I was like, why would he write on
no.
a post-it? No,
yeah,
that
no,
seems
that's
stupid.
That's confusing. No,
right.
not, see, no, I knew you were with me. So no, I 100% agree with you. I think at the ultimate thing, this is like some park district camp shit.
True.
You should just say,
I think
hey,
this was more of like a life lesson thing.
This should be more of a, hey, coach,
don't get pushed around just because
coach, can you make sure my kid's not getting pulled all practice? Like
seen it's just, yeah,
that, so be honest, this coach
is
working with 5 year olds.
I think that's something I would have to do later down the road. And Lindsay's like, well,
you can't do it in the moment.
Teach him to use his words. And I was like, I can't do that.
You could also teach Harrison to, I don't want him to say tattle.
Right.
But he's the ref. Like, hey, ref, he's pulling on my, you don't have to tattle. You say, ref, he's pulling on my sweatshirt.
Right.
That's all you say. He's like, Jimmy swept on my sweat. Like, don't
right.
say that
that's
way. Say it
want.
Like, what the fuck, ref, call this call. That's
right.
what, like, empower your son.
I
to
would love 5-year-old Harrison to say to his coach, what the fuck,
fuck
ref.
Yeah. So good.
Awesome.
I have absolutely zero problem with what you are doing right
okay.
now. I am fully on board basketball parent Ken.
Nice.
Managing basketball baller. Steph Curry, Harrison Steph Curry is
oh,
his new name.
He loves the Steph Curry.
Does he own anything Steph Curry?
He doesn't. I had an old Michael Jordan like okay. baseball card that I had in my room as a kid. Not baseball, you know what I mean.
I'm gonna find some things. For
and
you
I
to give
gave
your son.
I gave him that. And he was very excited about it. And the first thing he said after I gave him to put in his room like on his shelf
yeah.
Was, "Do you have anything from Steph Curry?" And I was like, "Buddy, you got the goat in here. Just we're a Jordan family.
I'll find some stuff for you."
So yeah, he's very excited about Steph Curry.
Note, if you want kids' jerseys, shout out to Pro Jersey Sports, I think is what it's
okay.
called, in the Bolingbrook Promenade.
Oh, nice.
Fantastic place. They will have some kids' stuff. Call ahead, see if they got it.
Nice.
Their online website is kind of garbage. It's just hard to do. But you can call them and they'll tell you if they have the right size.
Nice.
And there's a brand new sports place that just opened downtown Naperville on Water Street.
Ooh.
I've not yet been in, so I don't know what their selection looks like, but it looks like the
like
same
that
idea
Water
as the Pro
Street division
sports.
Just doesn't ever really do very well.
There's a Ben and Jerry's we went in the other day.
I do like Ben and Jerry's.
It was very good.
They have a Ben and Jerry's in downtown Naperville?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might be going it down tonight.
Fuck, it's right next to the Blue Sushi Sake and the Kuibo Taco Place. So you have tacos, nice margaritas, and then you go get an ice cream from Ben and Jerry's.
Fuck.
Go from Mexico to Vermont. It's fantastic. No, I love basketball, Ken.
Thank you.
I'm all about it. Totally on board. Yeah, I mean, don't throw a punch, but fuck yeah. Show them you mean business, man.
That's like step seven.
Yeah.
In the Ken's violent, yeah,
step seven's like
scale.
You're about to get thrown out yourself, so you might as well fucking go for it.
Go down swinging.
I think sports and aggression in sports has its place outside of the normal world.
Yes.
Because it's part of the culture.
Part of the game.
Part of the game is playing your opponent.
Does not exist in golf.
And it's...
But a little mind games do exist in golf.
Mind games are in every sport. So if you get a mind game in golf,
you're fucked
up.
I finally watched Full Swing Season 2.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of mind games going on in that Ryder Cup. And that's just the way you got to do it.
Ryder Cup
in golf, we are not allowed to physically hurt one another.
No, we just mentally
break
them down.
But we can mentally fuck with people.
Yeah.
It's great.
Follow us on all the socials. Tell your kid to do a shoulder check.
Teach your children how to check one another. Downloads are up, so we appreciate all of you who are sharing with your friends, listening to us on this fine, beautiful springtime that we're having right now in the wonderful land of Chicago.
Yeah. It was 33 this morning. It's going to get up to 60, though.
I'm still wearing a winter coat.
Yeah.
I'm like... gloves and my wool Mets hat. To go out to take the dog, and then it's like I'm going to play golf, and I was like, cool, shorts or pants? And I was like, wait, 2 hours ago I was wearing full-on ski boots.
It's literally my parents asked if I want to go golfing Sunday morning, and I'm like, my knee's been bothering me, like I'm gonna take a week off,
and it's cold,
and then it was an hour and a half frost delay, and I'm like, fuck April,
that's the worst.
What a dumb, like 6:30 doesn't tee off till like 8:08. You're like, nope. Why would I ever want to go do that?
I hate frost delays.
Hey, let's wake up early and then not be able to golf. You just sit in the hot
And then everybody's
pro shop
mad.
And then you're hurried and rushed, and it's not fun. And
no good.
Like and subscribe, share us, download us. Love your post yesterday, by the way. Big Wednesday meme post on that one.
It was one of my all-time favorites.
It was a great one.
It's like, who is your hero? My dad.
Dad.
Why is he your hero? Because he's brave.
Yeah.
What is your hero afraid of?
Mom.
It's like,
it was as soon as you posted it, there were like 10 comments or 10 likes. I was like,
so
immediate
true.
Response of like, blah, 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 like,
yep.
Like by this, response by this, like right. By this.
Like, everybody's like, yeah. Like, I can, moms can agree with it. Dads agree with it. Kids are like, oh yeah, that's true. That's
perfect.
True. Anyways, thank you. And we will catch you next time. Remember, no hands, just a shoulder check.
Just a shoulder
little
check.
Bump check.
Boop, boop.
Little booty check.
Put them on their ass.